Right now, we have Matt Gardner with us. He is a senior fellow with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. And we are talking to Matt because the Trump administration is considering a $100 billion tax cut for the wealthiest Americans. And this is happening as a group of nuns are on a bus. They're headed to Mar-a-Lago. They're traveling across the country to highlight the harms to ordinary people from the 2017 GOP tax bill. That was last year's tax bill, but what we're looking at now is a new proposal. And what this proposal would do is the Treasury Department is looking at changing the way that we look at capital gains taxes and doing it by fiat, simply passing a rule via Treasury to change corporate taxation and individual taxation in a way that could benefit the wealthiest Americans. So to take a look at this proposal, we are joined now by Matt Gardner, senior fellow at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us this morning, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start with the basics. What is the proposal that Treasury is considering?
It's called indexing capital gains. And the idea is that for this one form of income, capital gains income, when you buy something for $100 and sell it for $200, instead of just saying, well, you made $100, you'd try to adjust that $100 for inflation. And the end result would be that people would pay a lot less tax when they sell stocks. Now, it's an idea that's been around before. People have talked about the problem of inflation, but usually they talk about it in two ways that are kind of different. One is that they talk about it as a universal problem facing all kinds of income, especially the salary and wages that actually matter for most of us. And the other is that they typically talk about changing this via actual legislation, not by, as you said, administrative fiat. So what's being discussed now is very different in those two important ways.
And so, I mean, let's just make this clear, because this is coming after the tax bill of last year. So I reported, just looking at oil companies for Pacific Standard last year, and just looking at the 17 largest American oil and gas companies, they got a one-time $25 billion direct one-time benefit from the tax bill. And that's just looking at one industry and just looking at one snapshot. So we've already got the massive benefit to the wealthiest Americans of last year's tax bill. And now there's this extra bump, essentially, that they're looking at. And we found out about this because the New York Times reported on Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in Argentina that he was considering this potential change. And when you and I spoke about it, you said that it could be one of the biggest payouts of the federal government in decades, that this is a huge change. So talk about the significance of the financial impact of what this, you know, one definition rule change could mean.
Sure. Well, as you allude to, you know, we're operating in the immediate wake of a very large tax cut. The Trump tax cut of last year is estimated to cost at least $1.5 trillion over the next decade. By all accounts, the proposed capital gains cut, this indexing thing, would cost $100 billion over the next 10 years. So on its face, this is 1/15 the size of this very large tax cut, which is still pretty big. The critical difference, though, is that it's hard to, I can't think of a case in which there has been a regulatory change that has cost anywhere near this much. This would very likely be the largest regulatory tax cut in history. And, you know, it's important to recognize that while there is an important place for regulations, for Treasury regulations in clarifying congressional intent, that's not what this is. Every time Congress passes a tax cut, like when they created this qualified business income deduction, the pass-through deduction for businesses last year, Well, Congress was in town for about 10 minutes and they didn't take the time to define about 15 different things about what small businesses are. And so the Treasury had to come through and write regulations. They're still doing it. But this is about a word, cost, that was defined 100 years ago and on which there has been a single settled definition of cost for 100 years. So this is a clear departure from what Treasury has traditionally done with its regulations and would be a huge tax cut. Moreover, the optics on this one are remarkably bad. As you allude to, this is a tax cut that would go almost entirely to the best off Americans. Something like 1% of the total tax savings would go to the poorest 80% of Americans. The top 1% would get about 86% of the tax cuts. And it's a big, pretty heavy bill as well. So it's an unprecedented departure from the traditional role that regulations have played.
How serious do you think this idea is in terms of the intent of the administration moving forward on it? And what would it mean to move forward? If Steve Mnuchin decided tomorrow that he wants to enact this change, what would he do?
On the how serious is it question, I mean, this is unprecedented territory the last couple of years. We know that ideas get floated via social media only to quickly disappear. If there's a reason to think that it's serious, it's that one of the guys who's been a champion of this, Larry Kudlow, who encouraged Trump to do it before he was in government and now is one of the main economists for President Trump, really thinks it's a good idea. But there's an equally obvious reason to think that the administration might not pursue this regulatory approach in the end, which is that Trump has made a big deal over the last couple of years about just how much he hates regulations. And he's tried to make it harder for the government to effectively enforce the laws in a bunch of different areas, including taxes. You know, if you remember when there was this wave of corporate inversions a couple of years ago, Treasury was pretty instrumental in trying to stem the flow of those inversions, stemming the flow of companies moving offshore. And, you know, a lot of Republicans didn't like that, including Trump, and wanted to stamp down on that. So this one move, administratively cutting capital gains taxes by $100 billion over a decade, would fly in the face of and really kind of undermine that more general effort he's making. The good news is that there is a formal review process, and it does include review by other branches of government. The OMB, Office of Management and Budget, would have to weigh in. The even better news is that if against all odds this regulation was advanced, did survive review from the OMB, there's still the courts. There's a clear judicial precedent for the courts looking at proposed regulations and asking if they're overstepping the regulatory bounds of government.
Isn't there the chance, though, that, you know, if the rule was put in place, and this is definitely the type of thing that the average American is not able to follow day in and day out, a rule change at Treasury that alters capital gains taxation. If the rule gets put into place, there would be the opportunity for a tremendous amount of savings by the wealthiest Americans during the court battle, right? Prior to a likely court victory striking it down. And they wouldn't have to repay that money owed in taxes, right?
Again, this is unprecedented territory, so it's hard to know. I mean, the thing we know, if you followed the tax battle over the last 6 months, you know, the IRS and the Treasury are still now trying to figure out exactly how to implement some of the tax cuts, the complicated ones that got enacted last year. So certainly there would be a pipeline. There'd be a lag between when this got finalized and when you could actually figure out how to administrate it. Indexing capital gains is potentially pretty complicated. There are a lot of little nooks and crannies you got to figure out. I think it would take time to finalize the regs. But yeah, if and when it got implemented, this would be a tax break that would be available to a small number of very well-heeled people who have access to very smart accountants. And it seems likely that this small group of people would take every step possible to take advantage of the tax break while it exists And at the very least, this would result in a lot of litigation going forward as people try to claim what was at least temporarily available. So it would be a remarkable mess if this did go forward.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Matt. I appreciate it. Matt Gardner is a senior fellow with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.